I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. Jeff Bliss, he is Pacific Watch, a daily report watching the crisis on the border. We begin in Texas, a press remarks by the governor of Texas, Mr. Abbott, about the cartels. Jeff has established the cartels are running the smuggling, the human trafficking on the Mexican side of the border, robbing the immigrants, in some instances robbing them and attacking them, and then transporting them across the river and throwing them into Texas. However, these cartels are doing such large business, they need to recruit more soldiers. Jeff, a very good evening to you. What did we learn from the governor of Texas about the cartels and their recruiting mechanisms? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. What we're learning is further proof that the cartels are very sophisticated, well-planned, thought-out operations based around human smuggling trafficking. And what they're doing is they're utilizing some of the newest ways to reach out to people, including social media, in order to recruit people on the U.S. side of the border to transport their people across the states in our country. So they're using things like TikTok put out basically commercials or recruiting ads saying, hey, join us, help us do this, and you can make some serious money moving these illegal, undocumented migrants across the country.
So they get them across the river, or across the border in Arizona, New Mexico, and then they're charging them more money to be transported into the continental United States, and that's why they need to recruit in Texas. The Texas Department of Public Safety has been making, according to Governor Abbott, 21 criminal arrests a day. In addition, referring 500 immigrants to the U.S. Border Patrol, Governor Abbott, in this press conference, looked overwhelmed, Jeff. Behind him was a wall of Texas Department of Public Safety. They all look overwhelmed. That is the Texas version. Border security is the federal version. You reported 24 hours ago of Gila Bend, Arizona, being overrun. If Texas is overrun, the numbers are growing. Do we have any idea what the numbers are, Jeff? Is there a guess out there?
Well, the look at the numbers for this past month, March, which we just moved out of, we think it was between 170 and 200,000 migrants made it over the border from all across all the different state borders. So quite a jump from previous years, like a 313% increase. Just phenomenal growth in the numbers of people who are coming here. Way beyond what anybody imagined. And that's one of the reasons for this, because nobody in the federal government really thought it would ever get this bad.
The president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, said 40% of the people crossing the border are being expelled. He said the remaining 60% of the people are crossing are apprehended and released into the United States. So let us leave Texas and head to California. We've been talking the last several days about the generosity of the people of San Diego offering the San Diego Convention Center down by the marina, a spectacular-looking place, to migrant unaccompanied children, in this case, all females, and the numbers went from 500 to 700, a large percentage of which were testing positive for COVID. But California is a large place, and we've been talking about how during the Trump years, it was keen to emphasize that it was a sanctuary state, not just a sanctuary, a series of cities, but a sanctuary state. What else is being offered by the people of California for the unaccompanied children and the migrants who have nowhere to live?
So right now, the feds are looking at two big locations. One is the Long Beach Convention Center, which is in the downtown area right along the water there in Long Beach, a very popular convention and conference spot. And the other is Camp Roberts, which is a California Army National Guard base in northern San Luis Obispo County, which is on the central coast area of California. That's a rather large one. I've been there before. It should be able to hold quite a few people. I don't know what the number is they're looking at, but it could easily hold a few thousand. The Long Beach Convention Center is probably more like the San Diego Convention Center, and then it would hold a rather limited number of people, probably 1,000, give or take, but that's just a guess. But both facilities have all the resources they need in order to take care of people for a limited amount of time.
Jeff, is this now in the news in Los Angeles that it becomes clear there'll be more and more facilities being made available to the immigrants in California? Are people now leading this, or is it still UCLA basketball? I think that's what you told me, UCLA basketball.
It's still UCLA basketball. People are fixed on that. They're fixed on the opening of the Dodgers and the Angels season, and up north, the A's and the Giants, the Padres in San Diego. Really, people are not, this is not top of mind once you get out of San Diego County. San Diego County is feeling it hard right now because they're seeing the numbers in person. They're hearing about what they're going to have to pay out of the coffers there for the city and the county. And they're watching the students who, or the young people who have come over the border are now getting education while their students are still being held out of school because of COVID.
TikTok, that is the innovation of the day. Using TikTok to recruit ground troops for the cartels, recruit them in the United States, in Texas, in Arizona, in New Mexico, in California, to transport people who make it across the border and are released into the United States. Jeff, a question that doesn't have an answer. TikTok, I think that's a Chinese app, yes? I wonder if the Chinese are watching, Jeff. What do you think? Do you think they have a way of watching this? The cartels openly defy the U.S. law?
Let's just say that when they learn that their tools are being used by the cartels against the United States, let's be honest, that's not something that upsets the Chinese at all. I'm sure they're happy that their opponents are being caught off balance.
Jeff Bliss, he is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.